Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, not joined by my wonderful co-host, Evan Witalison, tonight. He has been caught up at work, which is unfortunate because I have a very wonderful guest tonight. It's going to be a great show. It's probably going to go fast, so I am not going to waste your time like I normally do every night with a quick little intro. But as we move forward tonight, I know it's the middle of the football season, everybody, but we are going to switch gears and talk about a little bit of baseball. I have a special guest in the studio with me tonight, Rick Curdy. Hopefully, Rick, I said your name right. We didn't have much time to chat before the show. But, Rick, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Thank you.
So, Rick, you and I hooked up on LinkedIn, and I was very intrigued. Because I saw your profile, I saw baseball, Charlotte Bats, and
yes.
I was definitely intrigued. I went to the website, and I'm like, I like this. I got to talk to this guy, and I was going to talk to you right before we went live on the air. Very interested in helping you in any way that I can with my background. Also, you and I are going to chat maybe a little bit later to see what I can do as far as helping that out. But I always intrigued with professional sports. But the number one question, I even put a Twitter poll out, why baseball in Charlotte, Rick? Hey, Rick, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm not sure if we have technical difficulties. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Hey, Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. We lost connection.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you. Sometimes, you know, the world of technology gets to us.
Yeah.
So I threw the question out, why professional baseball in Charlotte? I mean, they've already got the Panthers. They've got basketball. Is there room for Major League Baseball in Charlotte? You tell me why.
Yes, there is. Charlotte is one of the fastest growing cities in the United States right now. North Carolina is the number 9th fastest growing state in the United States right now. We already have the NFL. We already have the NBA. We're growing every day. We're the second largest banking community next to New York. We have so many 500 Fortune companies here. And we're just growing. We have so many transplants here from like New York and Chicago, even Pittsburgh. And the people tell me every day, we would love to see Major League Baseball in Charlotte. If it wasn't for the people, I wouldn't be doing this. It was just something I did out of curiosity. I looked into it to see if Charlotte can support it, and the numbers spoke. Charlotte has a bigger population than 14 other cities that has Major League Baseball. And coincidentally enough, when they compare the marketplaces, it's actually compared to the same marketplace as a Pittsburgh. So we would totally support it. Our minor league team, the Charlotte Knights, has one of the largest average attendance in all of minor league baseball for the past 3 years. So it definitely, we can support it.
So it's been 4.5 years putting
yes.
together an interest group. And as you look now, after 4.5 years and the progress that's made, what is the next step? I know you reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to hear my story? Yeah, I definitely do. 4.5 years in, where do you go from now? What's the next biggest step for you and the movement?
Well, the great news about us is that in 2015, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred put out a short list of potential cities for Major League Baseball, and Charlotte was one of them, so that's a great thing. And then, so our next step right now is to contact the governor. We just got a new governor in North Carolina. He just got sworn in on Sunday. Brand spanking new, the very moderate Democratic guy, and he always talks about having a vision for North Carolina, where he wants to bring so many businesses and sporting events here and just make North Carolina the best state ever, and I'm all for that. And my vision for the governor is to show him we should have a Major League Baseball team here in Charlotte. And even if he may not be like the biggest baseball fan, I'll just tell him, look, it will provide jobs. It will be a fun family atmosphere. It will bring billions of dollars to the state. So it's a good business deal. So I think he would be something he'd be interested in.
Yeah, definitely. You talk about the number of job opportunities, Rick, and any professional team is going to definitely have an impact economically in the area. So when you're talking stadium, are you going to talk about a joint effort with the Panthers as far as maybe a dual stadium, or would the Charlotte Bats have their own baseball-specific stadium?
Well, we have a minor league stadium here called BB&T Ballpark, and I think it could be expanded. I think they, if they can expand it up and put more seats, or if not, we can build a new stadium. I'd love to get the Panthers involved in it. I'd love to get the Hornets involved in it, and we can get some corporations. I think Pepsi would be a great corporation to help sponsor us, because Pepsi was actually founded in North Carolina, and we can call it Pepsi Park or something like that. So I think getting all those big teams and corporations involved, I think it would happen, and I think it'd be extremely successful.
So when you talk about petitioning the governor, and let's say the governor gets on board, Rick, and the governor says, yeah, let's do this. Let's move forward. Let's make a big, major push to bring baseball to Charlotte. Then what do you need to have happen?
Well, we together, him and I, could reach out to Commissioner Manfred, who has already said that he would love to see a Major League Baseball team in Charlotte. We had a game here in the summer in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Fort Bragg Military Base. It was the first Major League Baseball game in the history of North Carolina, so I know he'd be excited about it. The thing we're waiting for is for the commissioner to expand. I know he wanted to get the labor negotiations done, which he did, and now the other hurdle we're waiting for is to see whether Tampa Bay or Oakland are going to stay, because they need new stadiums. And so he's been trying to work with those cities to either get a stadium, or if not, they may relocate. And I think Tampa Bay, if we couldn't get an expansion team, I think Tampa Bay could move to Charlotte, put them in the American League East, don't have to realign the divisions. And they would do well. We have a lot of Yankee fans here, and they would like to see their Yankees. And we have a lot of Red Sox fans here, and they would like to see the Red Sox play a lot. So I think it'd be a win-win situation.
You kind of touched on a few things I wanted to get to, which is great. So my next question was, with no baseball team there, I'll kind of work backwards what you ended with. So no baseball team there now professionally. I was going to ask, what team is kind of the team of North Carolina? Who are the supporters? You mentioned the Yankees, the Red Sox, definitely being an East Coast team, the American League East. But is there any other teams besides the Red Sox that are out there and the Yankees that people are supporting?
Well, out here, people are Braves fans. That's the closest team that we have here. They're like 5 hours away from us. So the Braves are – everyone's a Braves fan here. You know, that's the close team we have, or they're a Knights fan here. I think it'd be great to have a rivalry with Atlanta. We call it Battle of the South. It'd be kind of fun. There's a lot of fun we can have with it, but right now with Charlotte never and North Carolina never having a Major League Baseball team, their home team, quote-unquote, is the Braves.
You mentioned expansion team or relocation. And so when you look at your vision, and I know you founded the Charlotte Bats, when you look at it, would it matter to you whether it was a relocation of an existing Major League Baseball team, or would you prefer to just start as an expansion team from ground zero and work up from basically you call it a grassroots movement, start from scratch? Do you have a preference? Or is it just a matter of, hey, I just want a team?
I really don't. I know a lot of people I've spoken to would love to have their own original team. They said, we really don't want a hand-me-down team, which I understand, but I would be happy with both. I know the Rays, I know the owner has been not happy with how things are. They definitely need a new stadium. Their attendance is like one of the worst in Major League Baseball. I think they'd be a terrific fit. If we can get an expansion team, I'll be all happy for a team. I just would love to see Charlotte get a team, because the city deserves it. The state deserves it. The city has never, ever had a major championship. unless in college, but like Charlotte is never, the Panthers came close last year. Unfortunately, we came a little short, but it would be great to bring not only a team to Charlotte, it'd be great to bring a World Series championship to the city of Charlotte because they deserve it. Great people. And I would be happy with either.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the Panthers, very close as they went to the Super Bowl. A little bit of a down year this year, and
they were a disappointment. We didn't expect it. I didn't expect it, but we'll be back next year. But your Steelers look very good, so.
Yeah, well, Evan and I are originally from Wisconsin, so of course we're
okay,
Packers
Green
fans,
Bay. Okay.
But I live in Western PA, so yeah, I'm torn. I've been in Western PA for about 10 years. And I tell people, I do cheer for the Steelers. The only time I don't cheer for them is when they play the Packers. And, of course, we know what happened in the Super Bowl a few years back. And so now I'm getting out here, now that the Packers have won 6 in a row and made the playoffs, the Steelers have won 7 in a row and have made the playoffs, probably the two hottest teams going into the playoffs, everybody in Western PA is now pointing at me saying, we want the rematch. We want the rematch. And I'm like, okay, well, I hope you get it because that really means my Packers have made the Super Bowl, means your Steelers have made the Super Bowl, and that would just be great for my show. But from that standpoint, we'll see what happens when the playoffs roll around. You'd mentioned something, too, Rick, about, you know, relocation. And I understand, like you said, you want to start from scratch. You want your own team. You want to say, hey, this was born in Charlotte. But when you look at it in baseball, there's been some good moves in baseball and successful organizations, a.k.a. for my home state, the Milwaukee Braves, when they moved. And Atlanta has done very well for themselves after that team. So they can make it their own, but I also understand where the local fan base would say, let's start from scratch. But on the flip side, when you look at it, Rick, and the fans then have to realize if you're talking expansion team, you're talking maybe not major championship for quite a while as you're putting together an expansion team. Now, I know you can quickly, depending on economics, depending on the right organization and the right management team, can get competitive rather quickly. So when you look at those things, and I'm going to go down the road of purely expansion, when you look at that, and let's say all of a sudden Commissioner Manfred says, Charlotte, you're the city. Expansion team in Charlotte, and they do Major League Baseball expansion, then what do you do? What is your next step then once everything is okayed and you're on board and, man, now you've got the opportunity to bring a team in? What do you do then?
We hire the best personnel. We get the best ownership group together. We get the best people, the best scouts, the best GMs, and just work together and to bring a competitive excitement. It takes about 7 years for an expansion team to be competitive. So we know it's going to take time, but during that time we can get, you know, use the Yankees and use the Red Sox, and I'm sure we have some Canadian friends out here that'd be excited to see those teams. But if we just get a great group together of just like-minded people, successful, the best of the best people, I can see Charlotte not being successful with this. We got the people, we got the money, we got the infrastructure, and there are people. I mean, Lou Pinell actually came to a Knights game. And he actually said that Charlotte should have a Major League Baseball team. And I'm thinking this Lou Piniella, who's been in baseball for years and years and who's one of the best managers of all time, even he says that Charlotte should have a Major League Baseball team. And so when I hear things like that and I hear people who have been in the business for a long time, I'm not going crazy because I saw this happening. I had the vision for it. And so if we just get the best of the best people, I can just see us really being a successful for Major League Baseball for the city of Charlotte.
Yeah, definitely. You brought up a great point there, Rick, that you put together a great team and you put together a structure that is going to allow you to continue to improve and grow, and that's how you become competitive. And again, in the world of economics, being able to put together a competitive team, we're seeing it in all the sports, all the major sports, is that you can have success in a relatively short time, but it starts from the top down. You know, if you have a great structure and great management, you can put together a very competitive team. Now, do you have, you know, right now, again, you don't have 100%, hey, you're going to have a team. So when you look at that investment group and an ownership group, where are you at now? I mean, this show, of course, is going to reach out to people. Are you looking to get the interest out there? Are you getting people to verbally say, hey, I'm on board, I'd love to be part of this? What are you looking for from that, I guess, investment group, ownership group? Are you already in talk saying, hey, what if?
There are people that I would love to get involved in. I know Derek Jeter. He actually used to play in Greensboro. They were called the Greensboro Hornets. They were affiliated with the Yankees minor league team. And I know he's come out publicly, and he has said that he would love to own a baseball team. He would be a great owner, or even a Cal Ripken Jr., who used to actually play for the Charlotte O's back in the early 80s. They were a minor league affiliate here. And so those two I think of right away. But I've been contacting the mayor. I want to contact the governor. I've been contacting, actually got in contact with Michael Jordan, who owns the Hornets. I would love to get him involved in it as well. I want to get as many business people involved. I reached out to sports marketing or sports entertainment companies to tell them what I'm planning on doing. So 2017, I think, will be a huge year for us. And I'm very, very excited.
Well, when we look at this show right now, Rick, you're on here, and I've seen that you've done, and you're trying to get the word out, and you know you're looking at getting the word out about getting baseball. What can my listeners, what can they do, basically to help? I mean, I know you're putting together the website and those things, but what do you want the listeners to do? Is there anything they can do? I know you, like you said, you got to reach out to the governor, but what can the casual fans, the fans do to help this cause for you?
They could just pass the word along, go on our website at www.charlottebats.com. They can go on our Facebook fan page at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. We're on Twitter at Charlotte Bats Baseball. And just, you know, if you have any ideas or any info, we have an online petition on there. We actually have jerseys that they can view, see what they think of them. And we actually have a theme song. And so, you know, if people can just pass the word along and just say, hey, there's this guy that wants to bring a Major League Baseball team to Charlotte. If I can just get someone to open their mind, because when I first started this and I would tell people, they were just like, no, I don't think we can support it. But then when I give them the information about, you know, we're one of the fast growing cities and states and all this stuff, all of a sudden it's like, wow. And if I could just get people just to vision Charlotte and to see what a great city it is and what a great state it is, you know, I'm all happy. And so people can just look at those on social media and see what they think.
So just keep passing the word along. We want baseball in Charlotte. So, Rick, I'm talking to you, but how many do you have, like, a group of people that are in your corner that are helping you pass the word along? Do you have, I guess, like, I'll say this in a good way. Do you have a little posse that's helping you along the way here?
Well, I have sold some shirts and some hats and some jerseys. A lot of it's funded by me, because it's something that I believe in. It's something that I have a vision for. And it's, to me, it's something that it will happen. It's not a matter if, it will happen. So a lot of it is my blood, sweat, and tears. And so we do okay, but, you know, we just really, our main goal is to get people to open the idea of Charlotte getting a Major League Baseball team. So That's our main thing, and then we feel that the rest will come along with investors, with marketing companies and things like that. We've been on the news. I've done interviews. I've done podcasts, and so little by little, it's growing every single day. We already have about 16,000 likes on our Facebook page. It's grown tremendously in the past year, so it's been doing very, very well, and we know 2017 will be even a bigger year for us.
Well, yeah, you get the fan support, Rick, and at that point, you know, the more support that you get, it makes it very, very harder for anybody to say this isn't going to work. But, you know, you look at the economics, and I said it in a way that, you know, in the beginning of the show, you got the Panthers, you got the Hornets, is their place for baseball, and you had mentioned Pittsburgh. And I thought immediately when I saw your profile and what you were doing, immediately I thought of Pittsburgh. You know, not a major market, but they support the Penguins and the Steelers and the Pirates. They have three major teams in what I would call, I don't want to call it a mid-market, but it really is. Pittsburgh is not a national media attention getter. It's basically a blue-collar city on the East Coast, and not even truly the East Coast. But my thoughts are, and the thoughts were when I saw your profile, if can't Charlotte, which I believe is, like you said, the ninth fastest-growing city, and economically, to be able to do it, there's no reason it couldn't happen, right?
I agree. I mean, you know, when I checked the media, because they always say Charlotte is a small media market. I'm thinking it's the second largest city without Major League Baseball, so that's not true. But when I saw the numbers, they compared it to Pittsburgh, and I thought, well, Pittsburgh's a really, you know, it's not a big city, but it's not a small city. It's in the middle, and, yeah, you have the steel workers there, and it's blue-collar, and they are passionate fans about their Penguins and their Steelers and their Pirates. And, yeah, and they've been very, very successful with, I mean, it just shows you don't have to be in a New York or a Los Angeles to win championships. You have them in Green Bay. You have them in Pittsburgh. You know, we have them in Boston. They're, you know, not the biggest cities, not the most high profile, but it works. And that's how I feel about Charlotte.
So when you look at Charlotte, and for those that don't know a whole lot about Charlotte, when you look at the economic breakdown, Rick, is it blue-collar, white-collar combination? What is the overall economic makeup in Charlotte?
It has been perceived for Charlotte to be a banking community because we're the second largest banking community to New York. Actually, Bank of America is headquartered in Charlotte. So I would say it's more like banker, business-like in Charlotte. A lot of businesses have come here. And so I would say that, but it's everywhere. I mean, we have middle class, we have higher class, we have nice high-profile areas, we have other areas, not so much. It's like any other average city, but when people think about Charlotte, they think of banks, and that's a big asset for us because the banks do extremely well, especially, you know, having one of the largest banking companies headquartered in your city is a feather in your cap, I think. So I would say it's more business bank area.
Hey, Rick, banks equal money.
Exactly.
Money equals baseball in Charlotte. So that's a good thing. But, you know, as we talked about, you brought up some names as investors, and, you know, that was going to be my question, but you brought up, you know, former players that have thought of owning teams or professional athletes, which it seems once they retire, they like to dabble a little bit. And I look, being out here in Western PA in Pittsburgh, and you look at the Penguins and former player Mario Lemieux as a major ownership of that team. And former players have done well because there's a lot of players. I think people just think of former athletes as, oh, they were a professional athlete. Some of these retired players are pretty business savvy. And I think you're onto something there, just trying to find the right one and being able to make this movement. So I'm excited about it. And like I said, I'm willing to help you out any way I can. Whatever I can do personally, whatever the Red Light Sports Network can do personally or business-wise, we'll gladly promote the Charlotte Bats. We're on board. Definitely love to help you out there. But what else do you have for the listeners to jump on board with you? You know, what do you want to say to them out there listening in?
Well, I just want to say thank you to them. When I started this, it was just out of curiosity. It was just something that, because people told me, Charlotte can't support a team. And they would just say, well, we just can't. So I just looked into it because I was curious. And now I look back and it's like, wow, I'm not crazy. I thought I was this guy that just was nuts about it. And here I have so many people who are supportive of it, who love it, and they want to see it. And that's the reason why I do it, because the people. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, not just to in Charlotte or North Carolina, but everywhere. We have fans all over, and they have been tremendous. They've been very positive, very patient. And, you know, we still have a long ways to go, but we're heading in the right direction. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting us.
Yeah, Rick the crazy fan that wanted baseball in Charlotte and now going to make it happen. So let's fast forward, Rick, and it happens. And you get the investor group, and they build a new stadium, and the Charlotte Bats become a reality, and they play their first game. I know it's hypothetical, and I know you can't tell me exactly, but how will it make you feel the day that you can watch the first pitch be thrown in Charlotte?
Oh, it'll be great. I'll be emotional. I'll be happy. I will probably be speechless. I've had
you're
a vision
shed
of
a
this
tear.
For many years. Yeah, I would just be speechless. Like, I'm this little guy that, you know, I'm originally from Los Angeles, and I just had this idea, and here it happened. So I just would tell people that anything is possible. Like, if you really believe it and you work hard at it, it will happen. And that's how I feel about it. I think this is something that I dreamt about, I envisioned, and I see it happening. It's going to happen. It's part of the future. There are a lot of people that say that Charlotte will definitely get a team. It's just a matter of when. So, and I'm happy we have Commissioner Manfred, because he really would want to see other cities. He wants to see a team in Montreal as well. And I know Charlotte's on his list and on his radar. So I'm very, very excited for the future of Major League Baseball. I'm very excited for the city of Charlotte, the state of North Carolina, for the people.
Yeah, there's, you know, definitely, you know, it's been, you know, the little bird in the ear talking about Major League Baseball expansion down the road. So I'm looking at the time, Rick, and our time is just about up here on the show, about 2 minutes left. But something came up that I kind of got kind of off track a little bit. But a big question is, you know, you're looking at investor groups, and you're looking at bringing in potential investors. And at that point, you know, what are you talking money-wise as far as starting a team? Do you have a number where, hey, we need X amount of dollars for this to happen? Are you looking to have, like, majority owners? I mean, I'm not on that business side. I'm not sure how much research you've done, but how much, you know, investing is needed once there's a go-around and this is going to happen? Is there a number that you have to have investment-wise to make it happen?
Well, if we're going to build a new stadium, it'll probably be about $500-600 million. I think if we get private investors, corporations to fund it, that would be awesome. You know, it's interesting because I see the Packers and I see that the community owns the Packers. And I think that is that would be awesome. That would be awesome if the city of Charlotte, the people, owned the team, just like the Packers. I think that would be
fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a concept that you look at. The Packers have made it work. You know, the only NFL franchise that does not have an actual owner. And the community owns them. So, I mean, there's a model there, and that would be kind of unique if you could pull that off, Rick. But like I said, our time is almost up for the day. Definitely will not be the last time that we talk. I am definitely going to catch up with you off the air. I know my professional job has been quite busy with the holiday, but I'm definitely excited to talk to you personally about what I can do to help out. And we're definitely going to have you on the show. I mentioned I do a couple of other radio shows, and going to have you on there. We're just going to get this out there, and we're just going to keep the interest out and keep moving forward one day at a time. But I'm definitely on board with you, Rick.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your program. And even though our Panthers had a very disappointing year, we're not in the playoffs, I'm going to be supporting for your Packers and for your Steelers.
You don't have to go to that links, Rick. I'll like you either way, bud. But I do appreciate you coming on the show. Like I said, you and I are definitely going to stay in touch. And for my listeners, this is not the last time that you've heard from Rick. We'll definitely have him on the show. And for everybody listening in, Rick, I'm going to let you give the website one more time so they can go to the website, check it out, get involved. Like you said, an online petition. I know you're doing some hats, jerseys, even though the Bats are not an official team yet. Like you said, it's a matter of when, not if. So where can they go again to check out the Charlotte Bats?
They can go on our website at www.charlottebats.com. We have an online petition. You can see our uniforms. We even have a theme song that's highly addictive. And you can go on Facebook at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. I post on there every single day, info about our state, about our city, pictures, everything about North Carolina, Charlotte. And if you're on Twitter, we're at Charlotte Bats Baseball.
Sounds good, Rick. And I'll get you out the link to our show, too, as this show will be archived here in a little bit. But, Rick, again, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Everybody, this is a movement that you need to get on. It is a movement where Charlotte needs to add a third professional team to coincide with the Panthers and the Hornets. The Charlotte Bats need to become the next Major League Baseball team. Rick, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. You have a great great night. Happy 2017.
You too, Rick. All right,
all
right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
That, folks, was Rick Curti, and he has a grassroots movement for the Charlotte Bats. It was a great conversation. I am excited. I'm going to do whatever I can to support this. It is just luck of the draw that Rick and I hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Make sure you join us tomorrow night as Evan and I are going to do our NFL playoff wild card weekend preview. Going to have some exciting matchups going on. So with that said, everybody, hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. I am Troy Otradovic. Evan and I will get back with you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Have a good night, everyone.